Good afternoon. Welcome to The Journey 8. I'm your host, Reverend Judy Hosner, and I invite you to sit back and take a few moments to breathe as we share this journey together. It is Memorial Day, and one of the nice things about having your own show is we get to choose the music. And since I'm a throwback to the 60s, and this is Memorial Day, I just thought that was cool. And in fact, No Easy Walk to Freedom is the theme for tonight's show. And we got several things planned. But before we plan...
Yes.
And say our plans. Uh-huh. This is Reverend Judy Hosner and...
the soon-to-be Reverend Ellen Karika.
Otherwise known as...
The Salt and Pepper of Christian Radio.
Woo! 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 That's us.
That's us.
Okay.
That's all,
and,
folks.
And what church are we loosely and goosely affiliated with?
Life's Journey, United Church of Christ in Burlington, North Carolina.
That's us. All right, so that's the church we belong to. I'm not the pastor. I'm just a lowly member, and I love it.
Me too.
You out there are my church, for so to say. So good evening. I hope you've had a good weekend. I hope that this is kind of a wind-down time for you. And we've got kind of a different show tonight. And that we've got several thoughts. When I put the show together a week ahead of time, all these thoughts come in my mind. And it's scary.
Very.
It's scary.
Very scary.
And then I run by her and I get even more scared.
And that's the truth.
And that's the truth. So we usually start the show with announcements. But since we've made absolutely no progress this week.
None at all.
On our website. And our Facebook page.
And
our blog. Because I had some surgery on my wrist. And that's kind of slowed me down a little bit.
And when she slowed down, I'm just out of it. Because I don't know what I'm doing yet.
She's, you know, she
still in training.
It's like a ship with no rudder. A duck with one leg.
Uh-huh. No wings?
Anyway. Okay. So, what's our promise we're going to make to these people?
We are going to promise you that come something in high water.
Hot place.
It is a Christian radio show. We're going to be ready with those sites next week. Next time we come on the air, which will be 2 weeks from tonight. And we promise we'll have what we have said we're going to have.
And that, for all of you who have a calendar just sitting right in front of you, is June 8th. Woohoo!
Woo-hoo.
Okay. So, here's the thing.
Wait. June 8th?
Yes.
I take vacation in the summer.
I need a new sidekick.
Oh, by the look on your face, I guess I won't be vacationing this year.
No.
Okay.
So, here's the thing. Every Memorial Day, I get into this... place where I want to think about not only what Memorial Day itself means, but thinking about people that, you know, are close and dear to me,
mm-hmm.
and the struggles they're having, you know, whether it's emotional or spiritual or whatever. And I get into an extra praying kind of place. And I'm going to tell you a little bit of a story shortly here. And, you'll understand why it's so important for Memorial Day, or important to me. About 1986 or 87, I had lived in Los Angeles for about a year and a half. Mm-hmm. Yes. I was attending a very large church in Los Angeles, downtown, actually. And they had this phenomenal chancel choir. And you would think by listening to them, they were about 40 people. And really, they were about 13 or 14. But their voices were just awesome. And I wanted so much to join this chancel choir. The problem is, I was frighteningly afraid of the director. And here's the reason why. She's an awesome person, and in fact has been my friend for 29 years now. But at that point, it was, she is very tall. I am fun-sized. And tall people used to just scare me to death. Honest. And I was in my 30s, so hey. Anyway, I got courageous enough to go for audition, went in and joined the choir, and in the meantime became very close friends with the director. Now, what does that have to do with tonight? Tonight, we chose a lot of special music, not necessarily Christian music, although there is one. Special music that means a lot to us. In 1990, she recorded an album, the only album she got to record. And it's in cassette form, which was the hot thing back then. Hot thing back then. CDs were just starting to come out. Mm-hmm. Over the years, I lost that album. It's a beautiful album, songs. And recently was loaned back that tape to try and convert it. I have since tried to convert it to MP3. One of my favorite songs on it happens to be the title song of the album, which is called All Sides. Now, the person that I'm speaking to or about is a lady by the name of Carol Simpson. She's never had her music played on the air, and I thought it would be a great thing on Memorial Day to remember the voice. And what a lovely voice it is. And so, Carol, if you're listening, I hope you are, because this is your opportunity to hear a beautiful song she wrote and sang called All Sides. If you can take it away, Mr. Engineer.
Our God sees all sides of who I am and hope to be, sees all sides. There's a window right inside of me. There is no part within my heart that God won't recognize. My passion itself, my fears and doubts, seeing through.
Wow.
Awesome.
To hear that song 29 years later is just amazing. And it is a blessing to hear that alto voice. And it is Memorial Day. And for those who are fighting, just to let you know, my friend Carol is bravely fighting MS and is a strong and viable person. And I think God still has something for her. Anyway, All Sides by Carol Simpson. If you like that, let us know. What is our email address? Why are you looking like that? Oh my God.
You just spring questions on me.
It's RevJudy@thejourney8.com. The Journey 8, that's us. And the Journey 8 is was named because there were seven other Journey shows. So I said, well, 8, and my birthday's 8, and that sounded good. So people seem to be clicking with it, and that's cool. So here's the thing. Thank you, Carol. That's just an amazing song. Both Peppa and Salt mm-hmm. came up with a message. And so I'm going to let Ellen go first. And hers kind of leads right into mine. And this is just a little, for those of you out there that really want a reminder, if you haven't had enough today yet, and you need a reminder of what this is all about. You know, it's not about the hamburgers.
Nope.
Not about flipping those hamburgers. Not about
putting ketchup
on the hot dogs.
Okay.
It's not about that at all.
Why don't you
tell us what it's about?
First, I'd like to just give homage right quick and recognition to my son. He's in the Air Force and he's serving for his country willingly and wholeheartedly. Today, Memorial Day, a lot of people say, oh, it's a day off. No, it's not a day off. It's a day to remember. Memorial Day was originally called Decoration Day. It's a day of remembrance for those who have died in service of this country and all over the world. Over 24 cities and towns claim to be the first birthplace of Memorial Day, while Waterloo, New York, was officially declared the birthplace of Memorial Day by President Lyndon Baines Johnson in May of 1966.
Let's hear it for Lyndon.
Which has been very difficult to prove, but that's where we said it, and that's where we're sticking with.
We're sticking with it.
May 30th is designated for the purpose of strewing with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who have died in defense of their country. Memorial Day is also remembered by the use of red poppies, which signifies the blood of service members who have lost their lives. And I didn't know that until I did my research today.
I'm flipping as fast as I can here.
Well, flip a little faster.
Flipping pages for.
Okay. Memorial Day is also our observance as civilians of all the loved ones that we have lost. But let's not just make this day a day to remember. Let's remember them every day. I, as a United States Army veteran, observe both sides of the spectrum because of this remembrance of this day. So enjoy your evening. Sit back and listen as we attempt to fill your souls.
And we are. And, you know, here's the thing. There's times when a pastor, a minister, has to be serious.
Mm-hmm.
There's times when, you know, on the show, we try and lighten it up a little bit. I don't want to be a Bible-thumping, brimstone type of, that's not who I am. Anyone who knows me will tell you that. But there are times when a message is really meant to touch the heart. And somewhere out there, I know we have 13 listeners now, right? Because your daughter's listening now.
Yeah, my daughter's listening.
Wow. Okay, we got 13. Hi, Karika. And so, you know, when I put this homily or this message together, I was torn as to whether I really wanted to give it or not. Because I don't want people to be down on Memorial Day, but yet it is a serious holiday. It's not Christmas. It isn't, is it? No, it's not.
It's not.
So the No Easy Walk to Freedom song by Peter, Paul, and Mary kept clanging in this empty head of mine. And so I thought, what a good topic. Okay, God, do your thing. And, of course, it's always 4 o'clock in the morning when he decides to talk to me. Why is that?
3:30.
Why is this clock never on the same time as mine? Yeah, you know? What's that all about? Anyway, so trying to process the extent of what Memorial Day meant, I did a little research, and I found that here's the records. This is the official records. 1.2 million American soldiers, just American soldiers, have lost their lives since the Revolutionary War. Now, this is the part of Memorial Day that I hold very dear. Not that I don't hold people who have lost their lives, but let's not forget the 200,000 POWs and MIAs. They're still unaccounted for as of today, and in many ways, they're lost.
Mm-hmm.
200,000 POWs and MIAs. And Lord, we just wish that closure could be brought to the lives of their families.
Amen.
They never have closure.
Amen.
Okay? Somewhere along the line, you know, they will meet again, but that's a lot. I never realized there was that many POWs and MIAs. So here we go. The Walk to Freedom. It would not be right to air a show tonight without saying a word or two about the reason why we call this a national holiday. God has blessed this country countless times over and over, and we were chosen to lead the struggle for social justice throughout the world. Even though our own history is flawed and painfully lacking, by His grace, we've been given brave men and women who forfeited their lives so that we may have ours to live in freedom without tyrants and mad dictators determining our fate. I will be the first one to say the walk to freedom is still not complete for some Americans. And I am encouraged in this 21st century that change is on the horizon. I believe in the common good of all people and in the dream that our forefathers had when creating this country. I believe we are a country made up of many different views of God and eternity. The moral fiber of this country is stained with the blood of many and is shared by all of us who can stand together and still say, there is no place like home. In the end, we are all part of a larger plan, and I believe it is still peace, love, and grace. The author of the book of John, my favorite book of the Bible, says it well in chapter 15, verse 13. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. We humbly acknowledge their gifts. We know their place in history is carved in stone, and our place is to never forget their sacrifice and to protect this country's motto, in God we trust. May that motto stay the cornerstone of our house, and may we never turn away from the one who gives us this rite of passage through time. I ask that each of you take a moment to think of those 1.2 million women and men who you may never have known who died for you, and the 200,000 MIA and POWs still accounted for. Then say a silent thank you in the spirit of the God of peace, the peace that passes all understanding. Amen. So we have several people have talked to me about this and said, well, their view is this or that. They have some sort of loose relationship with God, but, you know, everything we've accomplished because we're strong. And we're, you know, we're America. And I guess to some extent that's true. What do you think?
I'm right with you.
Well, being a veteran.
Yeah.
And being in a danger zone yourself. How does it feel to be so far away from home on Memorial Day?
It's scary. It really is scary. You sit back and you think about what the day means and what it means for you as a service member, being away from your family and being in a war zone. I myself was in a war zone. And all I can say is that it's just really scary. And you think all day long, I wish I was home. I wish I was home. But you remember what you're doing and why you're doing it. And you stand up for your country. And you do what you got to do.
I think that's the big thing with all these people. And, you know, I'm going to put in in my prayers also, the people here who have lost their lives that weren't in the service but were taken because of who they were. And I'm thinking of 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of Pennsylvania. I'm thinking of the
Washington.
The Washington
Pentagon.
You know, many times we circle around, and we should circle around our servicemen and women, but there's others who have lost their life in service or unintentionally mm-hmm. in service of this country because of who we are.
That's true.
Who God made us. Yeah. You know, he could have taken any country on the face of this earth and turned it into the superpower we are. So why did he choose us? Yeah. Wow, was it the Big Bang Theory over again? I don't know. So here's the thing. We are chosen. And we all have a job to do. Mine is to try and point people in the direction I think they're supposed to be going and to help people when they're looking for help. Yours?
Help them find a way to get there.
All we're trying to do is get you from point A to point B. That's all.
That's it.
If you're looking for a magic cure to your money problems, wrong channel. Because I have a GoFundMe site already for the Journey 8 so we can get some new recording
there
equipment.
There we go.
So, you don't listen because you want money. Now, if you have money to give, hey,
I'll take it.
I can give you the GoFundMe site.
And
for
why don't you
the
do
Journey
that?
8. Well, the Journey 8, I came up with this idea that, you know, you go to GoFundMe and people ask for money for all kinds of things. They get thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I don't need that much. I just need for our studio to get finished so you don't hear this echo when you hear us. So we got microphones that work most of the time.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So we have a GoFundMe site. It's if you've never been to GoFundMe, it's a crowdfunding website. And it's where I, you know, place, mass media requests. Mm-hmm. You can also go to my BBS radio page, and there is a donate button that you can push right there.
Mm-hmm.
One-stop shopping. Just push that button, and it comes up with a form. And, you know, God bless BBS. They figured all that out for me.
All right.
Either, and, you know, we use those funds directly, not for her vacation.
No, not for my vacation.
That you're not getting this year?
That I'm not getting this year.
You are not getting a vacation.
Okay.
I am not getting a vacation. We got work to do.
That's right.
If you looked at the studio, you'd say, oh, my God.
They really got work to do.
They got work to do. So, you know, that's true, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So, you know, whatever. We're like everybody else. You know, we're there. We're just the little guys. We don't have any big sponsors.
A work
any
in
big
progress.
Sponsors out there. Just give us a call at what's our phone number?
Our phone number.
If they want to call us, and this, I'm being silly about, you know, people who want to donate. I mean, I'm not silly about it, but this phone number is actually a phone number for our office. One of us always has this phone with us. And it is your lifeline to us if you need to talk to one of us. And that number is
336-327-2714.
And that is our phone number. Tricks you. Now, if somebody wants to call and talk to us on the air, what number would they call? I'm testing her. What number do they call if they want to talk to us on the air?
If you would like to hear our lovely voices other than this radio, it is 888-627-6008.
And the engineer will patch you into us. And if you have a question.
Comment.
Constructive.
Concern.
We'll try and answer it for you. Our next show, just to give you a short interlude here, before we play our next song, which is also a Peter Paul and Mary song. Why? Because they're one of my favorite old groups, and I love this song. And you should too, right?
Yes. Is that right? That's right.
You should. If I do, you do.
Yeah, if you do, I do.
It's an old gospel song that kind of got brushed up and put in. But before I do that, and while you're queuing it up, Mr. Engineer, next show, as I said, is on June 8th. And I believe that's the show that I'm going to start not my three-part series, but my mind just went blank, and I'm so sorry. You, too, will have this problem when you get old. talking about the Book of John, which is what we're studying right now in the Thursday night Bible study that we hold. And we're gonna take a fast breeze through it for you. Seems like the Book of John throws people off, so I think that's what we're going to do. I'm trying to get a special guest for that, but I haven't gotten a commitment, so I don't want to say the person's name yet. And then we have some really neat guests coming up in July and August. So be fun. Anyway, so here we go. If we've got that queued, we're going to hear Down by the Riverside. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to lay down my sword and shield. Down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. I'm going to lay down my sword and shield. Riverside, study war no more. Well, I ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more.
I got a story about Down by the Riverside, and the reason why I chose it today.
Okay.
A couple of years ago when I started having heart problems, I was in a local hospital by the name of Duke University Hospital. And they were playing around with my heart trying to get to work, and I was having a lot of problems walking. Now, Down by the Riverside is probably one of my favoriteest gospel kind of songs. I don't know why, but it sticks in my head. And so the doctor started me walking by, you know, getting out of bed, walk to your door type thing, get out of bed, walk to the nurse's station. And I found, lo and behold, if I would sing while I walked, and Down by the Riverside has just the right kind of rhythm to it. I'd take my walker and I'd start singing. And, of course, it's in the middle of the night. Sort of, because the hospital's filled with students and everything during the day. And I had all the nurses in the nurses' station sing along with me. And before I got discharged, I had made 17 rounds across the floor.
Amen.
17 rounds. So, you know, it's just one of those catchy things, and it's always been a special song to me. And if you hear birds, that's because we have the door to the studio open because it's so beautiful tonight. And it's evening time here. It's about 8:36. And so the birdies are trying to tell me it's time to go to bed. Now, of course, that's not reasonable for me, but they think it's bedtime. And so, hey, what the heck. So that's kind of a synopsis of that whole song. Every one of these songs that we've played so far has had some kind of personal attachment in some way, shape, or form, and loosely or directly affiliate with Memorial Day or remembering. One of the things we try to do for you is give you enough information that you can make your own decision about whatever's happening. I am not good at reading minds.
Me either.
No?
No, don't do the mind reading thing.
You don't?
Nah, I get in trouble.
Yeah, I do too. and so the salt and
pepper of Christian radio
says, tell us what's wrong. email me, you know, revjudy@thejourney8.com. And
the prayer warrior at thejourney8.com.
And
that would be me.
She's the prayer warrior. We'll be glad to try and walk you through whatever you're going through. Nothing is impossible.
All things are possible through Christ who strengthens us. That's what they tell me in Philippians 4:13.
That is right.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yep. So she's my walking Bible.
She taught me how to study.
Don't give me too much credit. People will think I know what I'm talking about.
Most of the time you do.
I want to take a few short minutes. Ellen had something on her mind. And God, when something's on her mind, we try and get it off as fast as we can because it makes her itch.
Yeah.
And so she has a short little thing, and I'm not sure what directions you came from when you created this masterpiece.
It was 4 o'clock in the morning. What can I say?
It was 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, he wakes
calls
me up,
you
too.
At those really weird times, too. And I think some of this ties in with the holiday today because I don't know about you, but there's times when I have what's called survivor's guilt, where I think, especially on Memorial Day, and I lost a brother-in-law in Vietnam many years ago. He's on the wall. And so, you know, I just think about, you know, all the people that have been lost and why am I still here kind of stuff. Well, I don't know if y'all do that or not. So I believe that Ellen telepathically felt my feelings. Came up with this. God gave you this short message. And I think you're going to, someone out there is supposed to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
Take it away.
Yep, Memorial Day brings us all back to times that we just could think about and things that we get angry about and bitter. And it has a lot to do with forgiveness. And a little short little message title says, forgive yourself. Forgiveness is one of the hardest things for us as humans to conquer. We want others to forgive us, but we don't want to forgive. That is because we don't realize that forgiveness is not for the other person or persons concerned. According to Colossians 3, verse 13, which reads, bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive them as the Lord forgave you. We must realize that forgiveness is, wait for it, here it comes. For you. It's not for the other person. Forgiveness is for you. We think about what that person did to hurt us or harm us, but the real question is, what did we do? And I say we because I've been guilty of this down the road and then through my life. I've been always blaming somebody else when I needed to stop and say, what did I do to cause the hurt? Could I have contributed to it as well? You and I are far from perfect. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And what I've been taught over the years that all means all. Sometimes it's the words that come out of our mouth that cause the most pain. Remember, the truth is that once it leaves your mouth, you cannot take it back, be it good or bad. The tongue is the fiercest weapon of all. We say things and we often regret it once it is said. We don't consider how it affected the other person. Forgive yourself so that you can forgive others. Scripture reminds us that God won't forgive us unless we forgive others. So forgive yourself. Yes, we find ourselves sometimes saying, why do I need to forgive them? They hurt me, or they did this to me, or they did that to me. I don't do that kind of hurtful stuff. Forgive yourself for the thought you just had and what you're thinking. Forgive to be forgiven. Enjoy yourself, and we hope you found exactly what you tuned in for. Be blessed, and may God bless you all.
Yeah, so there. And it's so true, and it's a lesson that was hard for me to learn, and I'm still learning it today.
Me too.
Is to take and look at a situation and say, yeah, what could I have done to make this a little less caustic,
mm-hmm.
a little less abrasive, a little less absurd?
So true.
Now, before we take off out of here, I have, for the last couple shows,
mm-hmm.
been sharing my love affair with all of you. Know about my love affair.
They do. You've been verbal, verbally, very verbal about
with
it.
With this CD that was given to me, and I'm just totally enamored, and I have been in contact with the gentleman who's the lead and the writer of these songs. The group is Will of Titus. The album is Awake My Soul. I can't tell you how much in love I am. If I wasn't married, I'd be in love. Well, I'm sure he's married. Anyway, tonight, because it's Memorial Day and the theory is, you know, about preparing yourself and arming yourself, there is a song on the album called His Armor. And I think we have it, and I want to play it. It's a great song. It's based on Ephesians 6:10 through 18, The Armor of God. And let's listen to it.
The scene to put on the armor of the Lord as the darkness plans. I must know to not be caught in
a... That is Will of Titus. That's the name of the group. I want to thank Marlene for sending me this album. It's just been, like I said, a pure love affair for a little bit over a month now, and I don't know if I'll get over it or not. But I will be interviewing Michael in August, and that's going to be a big deal for me. So I'm sure you can find this on iTunes and stuff. Will of Titus, Awake My Soul. There isn't a bad song on it, in my opinion. I mean, I'm not a music critic, but and speaking of music, shall we speak of music?
We should.
Too. If you are an indie band, especially, and you don't have or do have an album and a song or whatever, and you'd like some airtime, and it's a good Christian song, I'm not into the bad stuff, send it to me. You can email the track or however you want to do it, or send me an email and tell me who you are, and we'll listen to you and see what we can do. We're always looking for people who have a witness, but sometimes don't have a way.
There you go.
I know what that's all about. Okay, so here's the thing. We have a few minutes before we have to say goodbye. And one of the things I want to say is I hope you all enjoyed kind of our corned beef hash. I think that's what we'll call it.
Yeah,
corned beef hash. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. You know, trying to pull in some ideas about what Memorial Day means to us and hopefully, you know, what it means to you. And also to touch on some alternative things to think about Memorial Day. You know, and I want to say personally thank you to everyone. Obviously, the people who have gone can't hear me per se, but the men and women who are in uniform today,
mm-hmm.
in really awful places of the world, and these young people, many of them young, too young to be soldiers.
That's true.
And where have all the flowers gone? So I say thank you and mean it from the bottom of my heart. And to our veterans, my brother, Clay, I hope you're out there. your sacrifice has always been appreciated. So let's try to take the wind down of Memorial Day, which I know is only, 6 o'clock on the West Coast, and really give it some oomph. If you would like to contact us, what's that phone number again? You got it in your hand.
336-327-2714.
2714.
It's also our prayer line.
If you have a request, you know, that is the double duty phone. And like I said, it's with one of us at all times. You can also contact me through the BBS page. There's information there. There's a blog sheet there, actually. My email, RevJudy@thejourney8.com. .com. What does com stand for?
Don't ask me.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Does anybody know what .com
stands for? Anybody know? Please let us know next time we're on.
And we will be back on June 8th. If you need to write me a letter on snail mail for you that are afraid to use a computer, but why would you be hearing me then?
That's true.
What? How would that work?
Oh, if they don't want to get on the computer, they can.
But they're on the computer.
Oh, they're on the computer?
They're listening to me.
Yeah, but if they want to listen to you from their phone, they can do that.
They can listen to the phone.
Yeah, and that would be
716-748-0150. That taps you right into the show. Obviously, we're at the tail end of the show now. But for the next time, if you don't have a computer but you still want to hear us live, every live show we do, BBS is so wonderful. They convert it to archive, a podcast type form. And you can find that on my page, right under my picture where it says archives. It usually takes a day or so for it to get magic fairy dust on it or whatever, and turned into an archive, which you can download, actually. I have no restrictions about using our telecast. We're not on the TV.
We're not on TV. We're on radio.
As long as it's for good Christian use.
Yes.
We don't charge anything yet. We're not big enough to charge, nor would I even know how to charge you. But if you want it for some of your teen stuff or for whatever, for your church, you can download our broadcast, is what I was trying to say.
Yeah, she's asleep.
And we're happy to have BBS Radio. All right. So we have 1 minute. We're going to say good night.
Good night. And God bless.
Thank you for listening to The Journey 8. And please come back and join us again. Remember, be kind in all you do, and the kindness will come back to you. Grace and peace, Judy Hosner.